time I tried to talk about some chakras. One thing that is important is that these three first, which is the basic, which is more the earth, that they are in balance, so they can go up, so you can rise. So the third is to really stand on your own feet, have the courage to grow, to become yourself. Not to deny your own power, which is just your clarity. So if you don't have the courage, the trust, the clarity, you will not reach into the heart. You have to be steady to find peace. That means you have to listen to yourself. You have to explore yourself. You have to become an individual. That is someone who thinks for themselves. You have to accept your own intelligence, your own body, your own insights, your own strength. So you can become more crystallized. That strength, that power, is not a show off. That is the negative. That it means you still doesn't trust your strength. You need the strength for the inside. Like Jesus said, strong in spirit. This is the real strength. Just to do the natural thing, to follow the natural way, then it's easy, then growth is easy, if you follow the natural way. If you get out of your own way and allow the energy to rise. But of course, all the lower parts, your mind, your fears, your doubts will try to hold you back. Because nobody likes to stick out. It's easier to be a sheep than to be lions. But remember, lions, they don't hurt anybody. They just hunt when they need to. Otherwise, they're just like a big pussycat. Everybody likes pussycats. And that is a great symbol, because you should just be like a big pussycat. And then when you need, then you know you have the strength. But of course, many people, when they work on themselves, then this power, this strength comes out in unnecessary ways. You can hurt others, you can say some things, you can be physically violent, you can be arrogant, you can be sarcastic. This is the negative ways. That means you doesn't know your own strength. You're just being unconscious. So it takes awareness to grow. It takes no awareness to be sleepy. So the two main things may be doubt and trust. Doubt is very good at one point. You have to doubt everything to get free from the past. So doubt has its own place. Doubt is good because that means you start thinking, is this real or is it not? You have to find out. Otherwise, people just have the knowledge and you should do like this and you should not do that and you should be afraid. But it all comes from the outside, from the society, from the parents, from the teachers, from other sheeps. And it takes great courage to start listening to yourself. Then you have to start doubting, is this how it really is? Then, as more and more you find your truth, then you are much more aware who you listen to, where you're going, who you are with, what you are using your life for. Because now you have started getting some insights. Now you're not totally cloudy. Then more and more trust comes, because you learn to trust yourself. And as soon as you start get standing up for yourself, then existence will help you then. Because the whole existence wants you to wake up. So you will feel a different strength, that you don't need recognition, you don't need to show off, you don't need to be violent, you don't need to be sarcastic. All these kind of energies can go in. And that's the fuel to rise. The three first is more gravity, is more earth, so you get more pulled down, is more heavy. The three above the heart is more air. There the gravity is more anti-gravity, it pulls up. So in the three first is more effort, because you have to get out of the unconscious, out of the mud, out of your habits, out of your program, out of your identity, who you are. The more and more that happens, the more and more trust, the more and more lightness, the more and more strength, inner strength, that you're doing the right thing. That you're finding your own center. That's why it's also so important with the emotions, because the emotions will always hold you down if they are repressed. So it's very important to have a healthy body, a clear mind, so you can see, and unburdened emotions, so you don't carry anything unnecessary from the past, so you can become more and more weightless. That's why it's so important to unburden yourself, all the tensions in the physical, in the mental body, in the emotional body. Because it's natural, if these three are in harmony, if they are healthy, these three first chakras, the basic, then they are in balance. And when things are in balance, when things are in harmony, when it's healthy, then it's very easy to rise. So it's almost the price to come into the temple of the heart. Then it's a different dimension. Otherwise you can go in, but you are not ready, so you have to leave again. By chance, sometimes you have blissful experience, but you have to go out again because you haven't understood it. You have to be steady, clear, take decisions, not be wishy-washy. You have to stand up for yourself, for your truth, for your heart. Then existence is very happy then. Many times it happens, people say things, take decisions out of clarity. It happens again and again when we have retreat in satsang. People say many things, and it comes from your truth. It comes from your heart. It comes from your insight. But still it doesn't happen. Why? Because it's not integrated. You are still not steady. So you can say things and you mean it and you know that this is the right and your whole energy is behind it. But still, you are not strong enough to live up for it. Still something is wishy-washy somewhere. So you easily fall back. And remember, that is no good thing to do, because then you will learn something in you that you are not strong enough to fulfill it. When you say something, when you have the insight for it, and when you do it, then you get more strength. Because you see that you live up to what you say, to what you see, to what your consciousness is telling you. But if you don't do it, then you make big fuss for yourself and also big fuss for people who are involved. So some people can have good insights from the higher chakras, but is not integrated in the lower. And that's why in reality is no higher and lower, because they all interconnected. So the art is to function in all. One can't just have some good insights from the fifth chakra and then is no oomph to get it integrated into the earth. It doesn't make sense. It becomes like a balloon. Yes, it's beautiful, but you have to hold on to it, otherwise it goes. So the challenge is to function from the lower to the higher. You need both. Otherwise, many times it becomes a lot of thinking, dreaming, ideas, visions, but it becomes no reality. not only thinking, but if you take it further, then talking about it. Get other people involved in great projects, and then nothing happens because there's not any foundation there. So you have to be ready to function on all the levels and incorporate it so it becomes integrated. See your limitations, see what you can do, and then fulfill it. Then you feel much stronger, then you will see. And if it's the right thing, then it's easy to fulfill, because life will always support you if it's the right thing. Yes, maybe it will be more difficult to make money. Maybe it's more difficult with your relationship. But that has nothing to do with your inner being. It might be more difficult in the outside, but you will feel much stronger on the inside. And that is again the art, to function in the inner and in the outer, to have this balance, to function in the world, but at the same time be otherworldly, be material and be spiritual. Then you can live very beautifully on this planet. Look now how we have it. This is paradise. Why should you dream? People dream, they talk about paradise. All the religions, they talk about paradise, after life. Why after? Why not now? And transformation, growth, is really natural. It's no effort in it if you are natural, if you understand and if you allow it to happen. If you don't have your own ideas, your private dreams that you want to do this or that, then of course some fighting will happen inside. Who's fighting inside? Somebody told me, no, somebody is fighting inside. Suniti, yes? Who is fighting inside? I only see one person. Who do you have inside? Why don't you become one? Then no fighting. If there is one, no fighting. The more there is, the more fighting. So look if somebody is fighting and then tell them, please leave now. I want peace. But before you have realized this, that you want peace, then the fighting will go on then. You still have some ideas that you're not willing to let go of. And remember, you can't let go either. That let go happens out of understanding. That this is how it is. Jaitang was sharing with me that he had this habit, old habit of closing, and I'm very getting tired of it. And you say you are, when you feel it, you go in a fight with it, wanting to be more open. And as soon as I let go of the idea to be more open, everything relaxes. Yes, because it's natural to be open. It's natural to be open, so it's nothing to fight with. That is also the mind. So it's just again and again to relax. This is the old habit. this habit of closing is such an old habit and I'm getting tired of it. That's what I'm reminding you. You have to be tired of it. If you're not tired of something, you will hold on to it. If you love it, how can you drop it? If you love your ideas, you love your dreams, you love your suffering, you love your confusion, who are you going to be then if you let go of it? Maybe happy? Ooh! You happy? Amazing! You peaceful? This is a shock to the mind. Suddenly you can be totally different. But then you have to be ready to let go of the old one. So this is everybody's situation. This habit of closing is such an old habit and I'm getting tired of it. Please get tired of it. Because it's just a habit. All habits is possible to change. But you have to be ready to drop it. Or, it is like you say, you have felt tight and then you go and fight with it, wanting to be more open. No, it's you can't fight it. It's just to recognize it. Recognize it and let go of it. There's no point to fight ghost. It's not like a therapy you can go on and on doing like they do everywhere now in the world. They go to psychiatrist for 30 years just to have somebody to talk with. You have to see the mechanism of it. You have to go into a different dimension in yourself. Not the one that is fighting or trying to change, but just relaxing. Then everything can drop. The habit is functioning in the same thing. And then again the mind comes, oh no, we're going to fight it. No, we're going to do it from the other side. It's the same bugger who's come from the other door. First he was unconscious. Okay, now we're going to use the energy to fight it. No, don't fight. Just close the door. And relax. Just catch yourself when it's happening. That can be a meditation in itself. Whenever you feel this old habit coming, or you're feeling tight, then stop. Go deeper. See, what is it telling you? How does it feel? What created, what situation created it? Become more aware. Then when you see it, then move again. And then slowly, slowly, first, people are doing the same mistakes all the time. Till you come to a point where you're getting more aware and then you say, I'm really tired of this. Because it just gives me suffering. I had enough. Then you have to understand the mechanism. How does it happen? In which situations does it happen? Then understand when it gets triggered. Feel it. Then when you become more aware, you can see already the outcome before you go into the experience. You can see where it's leading to because you know. If I say this, this will be like that. If I go there, if I start this, if I go to that place, no, again, those old friends has invited me to a great party. If I go there, I know exactly. Do I really want that? Class reunion. Huh? Great. Class reunion after 25 years. Then people come together and they say, oh, how nice to see you. You are just like you were. That means no growth, no change, everything. And everybody very happy. because you're just like you were. Oh, I remember you. You were just like you were. Nothing has changed. No. Everything is safe. Nothing has changed. We are as dead and dull like forever. Hooray. And then people are happy. So if you don't want to play the games, be aware where you go. Or at least be aware that you play the game. That is also okay. Just be aware. Beloved, could you talk to us about emotions? These past years, I have had many experiences in how the emotions can color life from totally dead, gray, to all the colors of the rainbow. This usually depending on if the emotion is held back unconsciously or if it's given space. Many times it has been scary to accept the fact that these unruly emotions were moving inside of me and threatening to take over the control of me. The excuses for avoiding to feel these emotions can be many. But that is when you come in, beloved. You are my key. The master key, of course, ha ha ha. Keeping you close to me gives the courage to feel. You come in with the cool breeze from the mountain top, helping me to become spacious, so spacious that no excuses are needed anymore. Everything which is there becomes okay. What a freedom! And clarity is back. And I must say that the loving presence of the friends who are with me when I'm confronting challenging moments are a great help. With you, the friends, everything is possible, it seems. In gratefulness, thank you, love, Bansi. Haven't you heard that? With a little help from my friends. It's very important, and that's why a lot is happening here and can happen much thousand times easier than it can alone. But you have to be available, you have to be open for it. You have to be ready to open up. Because alone is very difficult, but when you start opening up, it's very easy. But then you have to be also ready to get feedback, to get help, to have mirrors. If you are ready, then it happens very easy. If you're afraid to look at yourself, to get hurt, to hear the truth, then it's very difficult. Could you talk about emotions? That's what I was just saying, that it's very important to clear out all these repressed emotions, because only then it can become peaceful in the temple. Otherwise, it's very difficult to meditate. First, the physical body has to be unburdened, to be natural, to be sensitive, so the energy of the physical body can just move. And only the physical body, normally people have so much tension that is like a brick. So first the physical, then the mind, which is much more difficult. And then letting go of the mind, not being so identified with it. Then deeper than the mind, the emotions, which is you are even more identified with. But when all this is at ease, then it's very easy to sit. Then it's very easy that the energy moves. And that can only happen with understanding, with trust, with love. Otherwise, it's very difficult. When you start seeing how it is, and then everything falls into in harmony, it is a great relief for the whole system when you start accepting things as they are. Then you can consciously start going deeper. Otherwise, who wants to go in? Who wants to meditate? There's only chaos inside. You need guidance. These past years, I had many experiences in how emotions can color life, from totally dead gray to all the colors of the rainbow. Yes, that's what I'm showing you, Bansi. This is how it is. It's from totally dead gray to the rainbows. What do you choose?
Rainbow.
I guess that's why you're here, no? This is the real rainbow family here. Rainbow family, no? Very good. This usually depending on if the emotions is held back unconsciously or if it's given space. It's not usually, it's always like that. And that's why it's so important to become more conscious, because these emotions, they come very unconscious. And they can come up from the distant past, just one word sometimes, and you start crying. If you are a woman, or you get angry if you are a man. This is the natural, the normal thing. The woman, she just starts crying. The man gets angry, slams the door. And that's why they have so much problem connecting. You have to go beyond this crying and slamming the door state. Then you can start communicating. And that can only happen if the emotions are unburdened, so you're not so identified with it, with your program, with your habits. So this usually depending on if the emotion is held back unconsciously or if it's given space. Yeah. But that's why all the emotions are so repressed. Because it's very dangerous territory to go into. Because people are in control. Ordinary, everybody is in control. They want to be in charge. And the emotions are very unruly territory, especially in the beginning. So you have to have trust to allow that to happen. Because you don't know what's going to happen. And that's why I say it's totally fine. Cry, laugh, dance, go banana. Fine. But listen to it so you can unburden the emotions. That's how you're washing yourself. Then you start not taking them so seriously. Then they become more and more pure. then the emotions are beautiful when they come when they should come. But then they come exactly as they should, because you are unburdened. People in the society, in normal, they are very afraid of emotions because they have never gone there. You have to be ready to fall apart. And who wants to fall apart? Nobody wants to fall apart. Only crazy people, lovers, have the courage to fall apart. And just the first time, when you know first time falling apart, then it's easier afterwards. Then it's okay. But when people doesn't feel the love, they don't have the understanding, they don't have somebody to tempt them that, yes, this is okay. It's okay to laugh, to go crazy. Then they behave very civilized, which means very controlled. And if you go outside that area, nice day today, yes, then you soon are a little crazy. But you should be ready to go anywhere and talk about anything, and then it's a freedom. Many times it has been scary to accept the fact that these unruly emotions were moving inside of me and threatening to take over the control. It's very scary to accept. And again, that's why everybody is holding back. Because it is scary. But they have to go, there's no way around it. And this is such an easy, safe place to let it go. Either just visualizing washing your clean with the air going through you, or going crazy and dynamic. We have different tools. You just have to be responsible for yourself. And it's very easy. But only if you see and accept your situation. And that can take a long time. Like Bansi is saying, it's scary to accept the fact that these unruly emotions were moving inside of me. Yes, moving inside of you. Not everybody else, but you. That's almost a shock for some people. And threatening to take over the control. They always take care over the control, because you have to have control. Otherwise, suddenly you can break down. Just buying your new top and then suddenly the cashier say something. People are so unsteady because they are carrying so much stuff inside that you don't know, suddenly start leaking out. And if you unburden yourself, then it's no problem. Then you are a relaxed, natural human being then. So this is the first step, to really take responsibility over how you feel or what is happening. But that you can't know before you have felt yourself and looked at yourself, and being truthful with yourself. And that takes great courage. And like you say, it's scary to accept. But if you don't want them always to be in control, you have to lose control. This is the thing. You have to lose control because you are identified with the emotions. That means you have to lose control. But if you understand it, then it's just like a good clean out. Like you have a good throw up. Everybody have a good throw up sometimes. Don't you know how good you feel afterwards? Maybe it's a little yucky. But then, just drink some Coca-Cola or something. Or brush your teeth. If you are on a diet. If you're not Shivani who has her stash. No, that is zero. But this is the thing, these emotions, and it's the same with so many things that we are carrying, that lays the unconscious and you have never really looked at it. If you accept it, then it's very easy. Otherwise, it can just be there, because don't take it serious, just get them out. And that's why I have so many things here, so you can release them in different ways. And then when you learn the technique, then you have techniques. Whenever you feel something getting stuck, then use some of these techniques then. That is the next thing, that you have to be responsible then in your daily life. What works? So you don't need to have these things that suddenly a ghost of anger comes, or some other trips. And then more and more when you are unburdened, that is the whole training. That is the whole homework. And then it's very easy to communicate, because then we communicate now instead of the whole past and so much garbage that has nothing to do with this moment. The excuses for avoiding to feel these emotions can be many. But that is when you come in, beloved. You are my key, the master key. Keeping you close to me gives the courage to feel. You come in with the cool breeze from the mountain top, helping me to become spacious, so spacious that no excuses are needed anymore. Everything which is there becomes okay. What a freedom and clarity is back. Yes. It's a thin line with unclarity and clarity. But when you start seeing this game that has been going on inside, then again and again you choose freedom. You choose clarity. With you and the friends, everything is possible. In gratefulness, thank you. Everything is possible. And I'm happy because now you know it. That's when the fun starts. When you start accepting it, that it is possible. Then we can start having fun together instead of just training situation. But remember, training, homework is needed. In all school, and if you're a good student, then you like it. And if you don't, then you try to get away from the homework. No, that's how it is. I always did that. I don't know how I made it. Then, did you hear about Michael Jackson? He left. And he had just set up so many concerts, he was going to have the big comeback. And millions has been lost in the tickets now. And then he just split. But that's understandable, because he's a very fragile man. He's a very sensitive man. Very sensitive. But he have done what he should do. And some things that he shouldn't do. But let's leave that now. The poor man has gone, so it's okay. But he was a sensitive man. He was a seeker, really. But he was too famous. And now one thing is very good. When he comes back, he won't have a desire to become a pop star. No, his energy will go in different directions. And this is a great teaching for the whole world, because now you see so many people are famous, so many people are rich, but they are not happy. They have found no peace. They have no harmony in their life. They are the most lonely people, the most lost people. And Michael Jackson was really, he becomes a symbol for that. He was the most famous, the most rich, and he was so nice looking, but he wasn't satisfied himself. Like nobody is satisfied with themselves. And then he started fixing his face. I wanted to mention him because I always liked him, because he had great music. He made a lot of people very happy with the music. So we should remember him. And when he was on his top, the way he moved was exquisite. He really had the chi. He had really good movements. Just like Bruce Lee had, he and Michael Jackson, he had some moves that was pure Michael. Jai Michael. Good luck and come back as a sannyasin and be find peace. You know, he wanted to come to Pune to meet Bhagwan Osho, but he didn't have the courage, because already then there was so much after him. Then it was on top of his fame. But he was, in his heart, he was a seeker. But this, when you're famous, you have money, you can't go anywhere. We were waiting for him. Then we heard a rumor he wanted to come now. Then how would he be dressed, Michael Jackson? Like in a turban or something, I don't know. Okay. Michael. Go, Michael, go! Go, Michael, go! America, India, Greece, Norway, Brazil, amazing, huh? Choice, for the first time you have choice, no, choose wisely what you do. Very good. Aum Shanti. Durga.